This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, Dan, what is the small issue for today?
Well, I'm sure we've all been there. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Imagine the situation. You're at a little house party, friends are good, company's great, maybe a few drinks, the music's going well, nice atmosphere, and then, without any warning at all, and not just without warning, without any reason whatsoever, someone produces a guitar or some other musical instrument and decides by themselves that they are going to entertain the congregation with a little performance of their own. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. I just really object to someone bringing out guitar or some other musical instrument at a party when it is completely unnecessary. To me, it says one of a couple things. One, either I am extremely bored with your company and I have to entertain myself with my own musical instrument, or it says I'm going to try and entertain everyone else because you clearly look very boring and very dull and are not inspired by the conversation. And that to me is an indication that the evening has taken a complete dive. The other reason I possibly think that people do it is they're trying to make themselves be a little bit more attractive, and, you know, showing that they have a skill in singing or playing a song is somehow making themselves a little more eligible to any members of their chosen attracted sex. Now, to those people, I would say it doesn't work, because while you're wooing everyone with your musical talents, it might well be doing the trick and getting everyone in the mood, but you've got a guitar in your hands, not someone else. And while you're busy strumming away, they're all out in the garden getting it on. So it doesn't work. I really object to it. For this reason, Hannah, whenever I see a guitar or any other musical instrument at a party, I immediately smash it to matchwood just to make sure it doesn't happen.
Okay, well, you're the fun police, aren't you? I'm sitting here when you're saying that and I'm thinking, absolutely, you are not invited to my birthday party this year, because not only am I a culprit of bringing out a guitar, I love it when other people do it. And if someone can play the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song with one arm, then good on them. I want to see it.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I can do it. Now, what we're talking about here, Dan, is someone that thinks that their conversation is so good that it's better than a guitar ditty.
Wow.
And I'd like to say that your conversation is not anywhere near as good as some of the tricks I've seen on a guitar. And if you come near my guitar and smash it, I'll smash your head to sandalwood. So there you go. Sorry, as somebody that also produces a music show on Joy 94.9, I love the musicians. When they bring out their guitars, bring it on. And I know you've got a guitar in your hand, but I'll wait around until you're done and you can play me the same
way. Perhaps you have just touched on exactly the reason for our point of difference on this, is that your show is a music show, my show on Saturday afternoons is a talk show.
And can I just say that the one time we have hung out at a gathering or party, you took the entire congregation out to the car to show them your car. And in my point of view, that is exactly the same, if not worse, than me bringing out a guitar.
How dare you?
We're going to smash each other to pieces during this next track. We want your opinion. We're talking about Facebook privacy and we disagree on that. We're also talking about bringing guitars out in parties.
Any musical instruments. The one I witnessed recently was a bongo drum.
Don't even get me started. I can play the bongos and I'm...
What? By themselves.
I'm a supreme bongo player. I just love it. A Melodytron, love it. A keytar, love it. You know, a banjolele, love
what,
it.
What? The spoons, the washboard?
The jug. I love the jug.
Seriously, now I draw the line here. This is ridiculous.
No, see, you obviously allergic to parties. You can go and go to a panel discussion to celebrate your times. I will have a frivolous ditty infused time with my friends over some musical instruments. Now that sounds divine, but we want your opinion. Please let us know, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Your opinions on Facebook privacy or your opinions on musical instruments and being fun in general. What can you win?
You can win CD of the Week, which is Daft Punk Random Access Memories, and you can use that to play at a party so that someone doesn't pick up a bloody guitar instead.
However, if you can play any of the songs on a guitar, feel free to bring that out and play them away too. Something for you to learn. Now, this is what's happening in the studio. It's Battleships, and it's also the name of a song by Bernard Fanning. Coming up, let us know now. You've got this track to get all riled up like we are. You're on Weekender Extender on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.